Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, tandis que nous concluons les sessions de cet après-midi, nous arrivons à un grand moment qui se fait attendre depuis longtemps, la dédication de la bibliothèque Claude Rhyme. C'est avec grand plaisir que j'ai l'honneur de vous présenter Monsieur Mario Paolucci, le président de l'association. With great pleasure, I am honored to introduce you to Mr. Mario Paolucci, the president of the Newman Association of Montreal, who will preside over this ceremony.
Madame et Monsieur, ladies and gentlemen, notice we just have two arrivals. I'd like to acknowledge the Honorable Thomas Mulcair and the Guild's Vice Principal, Olivier Marcel. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. In a television interview in 1996, Claude Ryan alluded to the influence John Henry Newman had on his life and thought. Having learned of this interview, Dr. Daniel Siri, who was working at the Newman Center at the time, fortuitously thought to invite Mr. Ryan to the center to offer its annual Newman lecture. Now, Dr. Siri was well aware of Mr. Ryan's public stature and who felt his invitation might be slightly audacious, was truly pleased to receive Mr. Ryan's acceptance, an acceptance, by the way, which was filled with warmth and enthusiasm. Mr. Ryan chose as his theme Newman's legacy for our secular age. Now, on the evening of February the 5th, 1997, in the middle of a classic Montreal blizzard, Mr. Ryan entered this very room to give what would become his landmark lecture on John Henry Newman. And in his lecture, Mr. Ryan told of how he had first encountered Newman's writings as a young man in the 1950s, while serving as National Secretary of l'Action Catholique Canadienne. And I will quote Mr. Ryan, "Ma rencontre avec Newman a été le début d'une expérience intellectuelle et spirituelle qui continue jusqu'à ce jour. Newman a enrichi et soutenu durant ma vie. Ses écrits ont profondément influencé mon évolution personnelle et aussi, j'ose le croire, ma façon de penser en général." That's quite a statement. And so the lecture that evening ranged over the extensive corpus of Newman's work and offered a remarkably insightful exploration of one of the most fascinating figures of modern Catholic thought. Professor Siri, who was a Newman scholar and well acquainted with the world's leading Newman experts, described Mr. Ryan's lecture as nothing less than stunning. Subsequent to Mr. Ryan's Newman lecture, and for the remaining 7 years of his life, Mr. Ryan developed, we're proud to say, a close relationship with this very Newman Center, contributing to its intellectual life and spiritual life in a myriad of ways, and sharing with our students his knowledge of Newman and the relevance of Newman's insights for the modern world.
En 2004, après le décès de Claude Ryan, nous avons appris de la succession de Ryan que celui-ci avait légué sa bibliothèque personnelle au centre Newman. Cette bibliothèque comprenait 1500 volumes, reflétant son intérêt pour la politique, la théologie, l'histoire, le journalisme, le langage, la géographie. Along with this remarkable bequest, the Ryan family included a personal collection of photographs and major academic and national awards, which had been bestowed on Mr. Ryan for his life of public service. And in 1998, the Newman Center designated a room to be named after Claude Ryan, and to house this historic collection, which has been now fully catalogued. Donc, à l'occasion de ce symposium marquant le 10e anniversaire du décès de Claude Ryan, le temps est finalement venu, mesdames et messieurs, de dédier la bibliothèque et de l'ouvrir officiellement au public. And so now it's my sincere pleasure to ask Father Francis McKee, who in fact was director of the Newman Center when Mr. Ryan was very active here with us, to read the dedication plaque. So, Father, if you would.
gratitude to a friend and a teacher, en reconnaissance à un ami et un éducateur, the Claude Ryan Library, la bibliothèque Claude Ryan.
I'll start over again. I thought it was working. In gratitude to a friend and teacher, en reconnaissance d'un ami et éducateur, the Claude Ryan Library, la bibliothèque Claude Ryan, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission, coming from John Henry Newman. Dieu m'a créé pour lui rendre un service déterminé. Il m'a chargé d'un travail qu'il n'a pas donné à un autre. J'ai ma mission, et c'est le cardinal John Henry Newman. Et c'est dédié le 13 février 2014, 13th February 2014. Thanks to Paul and Patrice for offering it.
Thank you very much, Father. So in closing, j'aimerais remercier les membres de la famille Ryan, et en particulier les enfants de M. Ryan, Paul, Patrice, Thérèse, Monique et André, pour leur don des photographies de leur père, qui nous a permis d'apporter un touche personnelle à la bibliothèque, et pour la présence de Paul et Patrice ce soir. Et je voudrais vous remercier, mesdames et messieurs, d'être là ce soir et de participer à cette importante occasion. Que la célébration continue tandis que nous prenons part à la réception. Et sachez que la bibliothèque Ryan, qui est au deuxième étage ici, peut être visitée durant le cocktail pour ceux qui sont intéressés à la voir. Thank you very much et merci à vous tous.
Bonsoir.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would bear with us for a half a second as we take a photograph with Mr. Paolucci, the president of the Newman Board, with Paul Ryan and Patrice Ryan, who are here this evening. And if I could ask Father McKee, who is the former director, Daniel Seary, who overlapped as director, and John Zucchi, Professor Zucchi, who was president of the Newman Association at the time, for a photo together. Thank you. Just bear with us, and then we'll move into our reception. While I'm at it, and while they're getting ready for a photograph, just a practical point, we're going to be folding the chairs in the center where several of you are seated and moving them to the side to make room for the reception. Donc on va mettre les sièges qui sont au centre à un côté pour faire du place pour la réception. Merci, mesdames et messieurs.
Have you ever been there? I hope you show.